This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was remanded into custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 47-year-old Australian was found guilty in Westminster Magistrates Court of breaching his bail. He now faces far more serious charges here in the United States. We get details from AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
Eric Tucker of AP. Meanwhile, President Trump, who more than 100 times during the campaign praised WikiLeaks, has changed his tune. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In the 2016 race's final stretch, WikiLeaks released embarrassing emails stolen from the Clinton campaign.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Donald Trump often read from the emails during campaign rallies, praising WikiLeaks more than 100 times over the final weeks. But after Assange's arrest today,
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
The Justice Department's already charged Assange in a hacking case. The president says he has no opinion on what should happen to him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.